Yeah.
Every week. But I'm not able to follow after few weeks.
Okay. So basically, a person follows a schedule, makes up a plan, and after a few weeks, it doesn't work out, right? My point, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Because human, is human body disciplined? You wake up at different times, you eat different food, you see different things, right? In the forest, is very... That works? Okay. In the forest, what happens? You can be very disciplined because you're seeing only, your point is to get an apple, eat, see the greenery and sit. But what happens is that, I know most of the people tell you to be disciplined.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm slightly a person, don't be too disciplined. I hope no teachers are here, right? Okay, good. See, don't be too disciplined, because what happens is if you're too disciplined, you expect other people to be also disciplined. That builds up stress, tension, issues and all that. So when that time comes, be flexible. Some people are born to come late. Just leave them, let them be late, I am on time. That's point number one. Second thing is, don't focus on the plan. Don't focus on the schedule. Focus on how much you're completing. For example, today I'm going to study 6 hours. You have made a schedule. Today 6 hours, tomorrow 6 hours, next day 6 hours, next day 6 hours. But what happens is that one day you did 6 hours, next day you have some family plan, or you have this new stuff, something to do. Go do it. But the next day, study for 12 hours. You get the point. So 6 hours, 0 hours and 12 hours is same as 6 hours, 6 hours and 6 hours. But what you do is, you do 6 hours and today, the next 6 hours, you think about the party. Oh, I can't go for this party. Mother is not allowing me. Teacher, college, I'm stuck over here. And that you're studying. Technically, you're not studying. So at the end of the day, you are losing that 6 hours here only. So technically, you are studying only 12 hours. So when you want to do something what you love, go ahead and do it. So that your body or your heart is satisfied. So it's okay to... So it's okay to be once in a while non-consistent also. Because your body is not consistent. If you eat every day the same food, if you eat every day the same lunch, the same dinner, which means every day you're eating apple, 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 apple. Every day you're getting 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Every day you're doing the same thing, same thing, same thing. Then you can be consistent. But one day you're eating apple, one day you're eating mango. How can you have it consistently? You understand my point, what I'm trying to say, right? So it's okay to break it once in a while so that you feel good about it. Or else what happened? You're a robot. What is going to happen? With time, you'll get exhausted. Right? We are all humans. We can't be consistent. We are not made to be consistent. But we are flexible. But focus on, in 1 month, how much I'm covering. And if it is in line with your plan, good. Some people are there, one day they will study the whole thing. But some need 6 hours every day to complete the whole thing. And then, don't make a plan by looking at your friend's plan. Biggest mistake. Plan based on what you can do and what you cannot do. And that way, you'll be more productive. Some people need only 2 hours to study. Some people need 6 hours to study. So based on that, make your plan. Don't think that my friend is studying 2 hours. I also want to study in 2 hours. That time what happens? You will get bored of it. Did I answer your question?